Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I'm gonna have a good day today. Gonna have a good time anyway. Put it all behind me. Lay it all away. Gonna be a good day today. Bills and bills and former wives. Past mistakes and former lives.
I had to do an email to my insurance agent. Thank you, 33 after the hour.
Glad you got that done.
Yep. He's taking care of now, Richie. It's 33 past 27 before the new hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. How do you feel about this new day, which you are entering with Rich McFadden and Molly Page and Ken Kessler and the rest of the millions who are paying attention to every word that comes out of our mouths? It's amazing. You can share your words. Get them out of your mouth. 888-302-3684. You don't want to get a canker sore in your mouth, and sometimes you hold those words in there. Remember, excellence is achieved only when you push yourself to your maximum potential. To do less allows mediocrity to take its place. We want no mediocrities here. We don't want mediocrity in our broadcasters. We don't want mediocrity in our listeners. We want everybody in so that we know what's going on. We can think about the ramifications of some of the things going on. For example, European Union leaders in Brussels meeting today, considering a military operation against human traffickers in Libya in an effort to halt the flow of migrants trying to reach Europe by sea. Remember yesterday I told you that 3,200 people had died in 2013 trying to get from Africa to Asia to Europe. So far, 30,000 on that list this year. The Prime Minister of Italy evoked the possibility of targeted intervention against smugglers who are bringing these people over from Libya. 850 migrants died in that ship that capsized last weekend. That's why it's the numbers that are in front of them. They've all known this stuff was going on for decades, and they know the numbers. But this is, they can't avoid it. You can't run from this. It's too obvious what's going on. So the European folks are going to try to do something about it. And of course, yes, they'll ask us for our help, and we'll figure out how to send our ships over there and do whatever. But there have been a lot of protests in all over Europe this week aimed at trying to put an end to not the Europeans are protesting the immigrants. They're protesting the people who have been killed trying to illegally get into Europe. I find that fascinating. Don't you? Not worried about all the illegals coming into their countries. They're worried about the people dying on their way. I think both of them are something to have a handle on. Yes, no? Nobody seems to care on my staff, so let's keep going.
No, I just think it's horrible that things are so bad that they have to run like that and risk their lives.
Well, things are so bad. But most of the world doesn't live like we do. As a matter of fact, there are many people in America who don't live like you do, Molly, and like you do, Kenny, and like you do, Richie, or like I do. And
They hang up their clothes and do their laundry and don't have dishes in the sink?
Yes, that too.
Okay.
Yep. New Pentagon cybersecurity strategy to be released lays out publicly for the first time U.S. military plans, which includes cyber warfare as an option. This is big stuff that's only talked about or has been talked about behind the scenes. Ashton Cooper, Carter. What's his name? Carter.
Kutcher.
Him too. He's in Silicon Valley to seek the help of the technologists up there to help America's military produce the cutting edge material products that will be needed to protect our whatever's going on in government correspondence. Hacking here, hacking there. What they should do is go find some of these Russian and Chinese kids that are doing the hacking and make them honorary Americans, bring them over here and pay them.
Why not? That's what they do with all hackers.
Yeah.
They end up with good jobs.
Yeah.
Six-figure paying jobs.
Right, yeah. Remember the story of, what was his name, Abercrombie or the...
And Fitch?
No.
Detective team? Good cop, bad cop?
No.
They never wore shirts?
Good ones, anyway. No, those are the guys who were in Gotham. No, remember the kid that was a forger and And
the movie with Tom Hanks
and Leo DiCaprio. So that's, and look at what happened to him. He became a multimillionaire.
Sure. Oh, Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah. But remember what happened to him? He became very wealthy because they turned him around, in a sense, brought him over to the good side. NFL players, Richie, who have severe neurological disorders can get up to $5 million. Judge approving yesterday a lawsuit brought by 5,000 former players accusing the NFL of hiding the dangers of concussions.
That'll fix everything.
From them. No, what'll fix everything is if people stop playing football. That's what will fix everything. 888-302-3684. It'll happen sooner or later.
Well, it'll happen in the next 20 years because football at the pee wee level will
stop,
and then less high school, less college.
I don't want to get hurt. Look at the guy who was the good player that earlier this year said, "I don't want to play anymore."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Barry Bonds. You remember him, the big singer? Barry U.S. Bonds?
No, you're thinking that's Gary.
That's Gary.
Oh! Barry Bonds. He was the guy that looked like a Neanderthal after taking steroids for a couple of years.
I saw him at spring training one year, and he was massive.
Yeah.
I mean, his head
looked
like a 15-pound bowling ball.
Yep. Okay, so he was charged with lying. Richie always loves to tell the story because they never get him on what they really did. They get him on making stories up when they go to testify. I didn't do that. And they catch him on that.
Right. Yeah. They can never convict you of what they want to convict you on. No, so they find you lying about what they want to convict you on. And
so tell them the truth and you'll, never suffer the consequences.
It's just so ridiculous.
Right. So this was a meandering answer that he presented to a grand jury back 12 years ago. That's how long. It's been that long since he and, what was the other guy's name from St. Louis? Mark McGuire, right?
Yep.
Isn't that his name? Mm-hmm. Has that been 12 years? Please tell me it hasn't been 12 years. Since they had their problem and they were brought through Washington.
Yeah, Sammy Sosa.
Been 12 years?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, no.
Google Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
And you see all these before after pics. Google Barry Bonds before after.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Mark McGuire before after. It's unbelievable.
All right. So anyway, the judge said that his answer was not material to the government's investigation into illegal steroids. In other words, he didn't really answer the question, and so they can't hold him for obstruction of justice because he never answered the question. Even though they said, guilty! Guilty. So he spent a lot of the money that he had, hired some good lawyers, and now he doesn't have to worry about it unless they decide to go one more step, and hopefully they don't because that's your money and my money.
What was the initial investigation about anyway?
Steroids. Well, the trainer. Wasn't it the trainer?
Yeah.
Who said that, and then he said, I didn't do that, and I think it was the trainer.
The fact Congress of America has nothing better to do
than
chase around athletes and try to convict them for lying about using steroids is just pretty much a sign of how
bad things are in this country.
They are.
Yep, and this country is. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Molly. Do we get Molly an email thing yet?
We're working on it. She should have it.
What's taking so long? She's an important member of our staff.
I am not getting any email.
Bob the K is working on getting his Coolio for our one-hit wonder of the day.
The old fat.
Too busy trying to figure out what a rap song was.
All right. Protest continuing in Baltimore. Any of that spilled over into Washington, Richie?
No, it's up in Baltimore. It's just 40 minutes away. So,
what happened to the man inside the van? No answers yet. Lots of noise, though. Lots of noise.
Yeah, they had 1,000 people protesting. It's been very peaceful and very quiet. Yeah. So,
Dr. Oz. I think we've talked about him every day this week, haven't we?
No, just yesterday.
All right, so TV news tomorrow. I'm going to tell you what he's going to do in a moment. All right, TV news is up and coming next, 17 before the hour, and good day.
Today on App Check, backstab. Use your deadly skills in your quest for justice and revenge. Exciting 3D adventure game. Backstab. It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
As a kid, he was labeled slow. His parents took him to a doctor because he was so old before he started talking.
When he finally did start, he had a strange quirk of saying what he was going to say under his breath before saying it in a normal tone.
He didn't do well in school. One teacher told him he'd never amount to anything and suggested he drop out.
He did get a college degree, but it took him 9 years to get a job in his chosen profession, teaching.
In spite of his deficiencies, Albert Einstein is considered a creative genius.
Time magazine named him the scientist of the century, in a century dominated by science.
Don't let your weaknesses hold you back. Develop your strengths for big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Times are tough. Do you wish they were better?
Well, wishing is the first step, but it takes more to get the genie out of the lamp. Here's the science of it.
I want to ask you a question.
What do well-wishers know you don't know?
Do you know anything?
They use mental performance to their advantage. Instead of just wishing, they mentally visualize successfully achieving what they want. Based on learning theory, also known as habituation, mentally rehearsing the steps to get what you wish for is far more powerful than just thinking or wanting it.
You got your wish!
Also, beware, the reverse is true. If you continually see yourself failing, you'll get the failure before the success.
You idiot!
What's the cheap psychological trick? Be careful what you wish for. You'll get it when you dwell and activate the steps to make your wish come true. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Another global warming reality check. Falsehood number 3. Global warming will help sea life. Fact, the ocean is becoming highly acidic because of contact with airborne CO2 from human activity. Many forms of ocean life use calcium carbonate to form their skeletons or shells, like coral reefs and shellfish. Ocean acidification destroys this kind of sea life. Now here's an easy home experiment that'll simply show how it works. Take a piece of chalk, put it in a glass of water, then slowly add a simple acid like some plain vinegar. The water will start to bubble, emitting CO2, and the chalk will simply dissolve. In 2005, on the West Coast, hundreds of thousands of seabirds failed to breed. Due to this ocean acidification, fewer phytoplankton, coral reefs, and bottom-feeding shellfish also means fewer fish for both human.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
It was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and
all right, there's a lot of things going on in the world of television. Dr. Oz airing an episode today of his syndicated talk program that takes on the 10 doctors who complained about him to Columbia University, where he is on the adjunct faculty. Group suggested that Dr. Oz promotes quack treatments of various supplements when there's no proof that they work. Really? This is not the television report. We ought to maybe save this for you. Here it is. Yeah, this is what you're going to hear later on from Dr. Oz.
Now, this month, we celebrate my 1,000th show. Now, I know I've irritated some potential allies in our quest to make America healthy. No matter our disagreements, freedom of speech is the most fundamental right we have as Americans. And these 10 doctors are trying to silence that right. So I vow to you right here, right now, we will not be silenced. We will not give in.
Good. I'm for that. I'm for him. Yeah. Is he an opportunist? Of course he is. Yeah, how many people on television aren't opportunists? How many people on radio aren't? Listen, how many people in your life aren't opportunists in some way, shape, or form? These phony, fraudulent, the smarminess, the arrogance. They know more than you do, that kind of doctor stuff. Get lost.
Never give up. Never
quit. That's right, Dr.
Love is a battlefield.
Okay. ESPN, speaking of the battlefield, Molly, in a battle with Verizon over bundling Apparently, this is not over. Verizon ran into a barrage of criticism from ESPN over their plan to overhaul the way it bundles channels. Richie, I think I asked you to explain this yesterday, and I don't know that I really gave you enough time to explain, because there are about, what, three or four different ESPNs?
Here's how it works now, okay? We all have to buy, like, 115 channels.
We don't want to buy 115.
But I want to buy 15 or 20.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the 15 or 20 I want to buy don't include ESPN or all the ESPNs, and ESPN sees that they're going to lose there. But these providers know that the people are getting, everybody's cutting the cord, and if they don't start offering some a la carte packages, they're going to start losing customers, and this right. is a way for them to lose customers, save mm-hmm. customers, mm-hmm. and ESPN sees them losing viewers because of it.
Yeah.
So that's right. the bottom.
So that's the bottom. That's in, who knows where it's going to go. Federal Communications Commission recommending that the hearing over Comcast proposal to acquire Time Warner Cable, $45 billion deal.
Ain't happening.
Not go so fast.
No. FCC's against it now.
Wall Street Journal says that the recommendation will put the merger in the hands of an administrative law judge, because so far the most of the people involved in the government say new.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't like either one of these companies at all. Time Warner I like less than Comcast. Well, Comcast is one and Time Warner is the other. The way that they handle their problems with their customers, and when they tell you the leaders of both companies, wow, this will make service better. Do you know what a crock of manure that is? And who in their right mind would believe that? Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen. Remember, they were from Full House?
Yeah, Michelle from Full House.
News broke. Netflix is going to reboot?
Reboot.
No.
Reboot?
Yeah, reboot. Thank you. 13-episode revival called Fuller House. Not indicated yet whether Mary Kate or Ashley would be in the reboot. So did you watch this show when you were younger, Molly, or not?
I did not, no. Never. But it just sounds like everybody gained weight.
My 8-year-old daughter is, it does sound like that, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. My 8-year-old daughter has just discovered the show.
Really?
And trying to explain to her that two twins played one person.
Yeah, right.
Was like, it took me like 20 minutes.
So Bob Saget is in on it. Right?
No.
I thought he was.
John Stamos.
Oh, Stamos.
The two older daughters and the goofy next door girl that played Kimmy Gibbler or whatever. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is in discussions for a guest host.
Ah, that's how it works. Okay. 51 after.